Oh, right. Yeah, we weren't doing covers. We did covers. They were just songs that we liked, that we wanted to do, but we did them differently. The top 40 bars, that was a whole different mentality. I mean, you know, you have to remember also during that time, the top 40 bars are being killed by the disco crowds. The discotheques, these monstrous discotheques where they buy out a shopping center and turn it into a discotheque, that's where all the girls were going, and that's where everybody was going then. So the top 40 bars were already feeling the pinch from that. Because kids wanted to go where the crowds were. But there was a bit of a class variance between a discotheque and the rock bars. Because you had to have a little bit more money to go to discotheques, because you had to dress up more. So that there was a difference going on there. I remember, like, there were some rock bars that I didn't particularly, you know, like Token Lounge was, you know, still is, it was back then, and you went in there and it was a certain, certain type of crowd, and to some people it might seem boring, to some people, I don't know, whatever, but you know, you go into that place and look at that crowd, and then you go to a discotheque like the Landing Discotheque, which was the Underground in Southfield, and wow, it's like, wow, these women are dressed up and they're so beautiful, and the sound system's incredible. So there was all that going on too. And then you layer number three on top of that, and that was the punk scene, where there was no money being made. You were just doing it, and you're doing it because it just felt good and it was fun. How's that for a summation?